Today, Farm Bureau Ag with us with a huge thanks for those who joined in. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. On March 3rd, the Nevada Senate Commerce and Labor Committee held a hearing on SB 172. The legislative proposal is aimed at doing away with the exemption that agriculture has from being required to pay overtime to agricultural workers. SB 172 also seeks to create the foundation for collective bargaining as part of the system that those supporting the bill are calling the Agricultural Workers' Bill of Rights. Most of those who testified in support of the legislation proudly proclaimed their union solidarity, saying that they supported the bill. We're here today to thank the strong showing of those who showed up and spoke in opposition to the bill. Unlike the supporters who probably like the idea of more unions, but really don't have anything to do with it except their philosophic cause, those who spoke in opposition to the bill will be directly impacted. Based on most of the research that we've seen, the end result of imposing agricultural overtime requirements on farmers and ranchers will result in agricultural workers getting their current pay cut. Instead of working the hours that they now work, and granted those can be long hours, especially at critical times in the production cycle, workers will experience the impacts of being shut down after 40 hours per week, or possibly after 8 hours per day. A variety of other strategies will need to be examined to respond to SB 172 if it becomes law. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.